Lord, we give thanks. We give thanks for your goodness to us this evening.
主，我们今天晚上感谢你给我们的良善。
We've had a number of these Friday, Saturday meetings for a number of months now. We thank you for your presence at them. We thank you that they have been a benefit to all who've been attending.
主，我们这个星期五和星期六的圣经的学习已经持续了很多个月了。我们感谢您在这段时间里一直与我们同在，也使我们每个人都受益。
And our prayer, Lord, is that you will continue to bless us.
主，我们祈求您能够继续的祝福我们。
We thank you for David. We thank you for his understanding of the subject of the church. And we thank you for calling us not just to be born again, but you called us to enter into a relationship with you where we fulfill our part in your body, which is the true, the church.
我们感谢 David， 也感谢您赐给他关于教会的真理啊，分享给我们。主啊，您不仅呼召了我们得救，您也呼召我们要在您的身体里面发挥我们各自的功用，共同建造这个身体。
So we pray that you will teach us tonight, and then give us the grace and the humility to live up to the great privileges and responsibilities that we have as members of the Church of Jesus Christ.
主，我们请求你今天晚上教导我们，也求您赐给我们这样的谦卑，能够把这个关于教会的真理应用在我们自己的身上，让我们能够真的成为合格的教会的肢体。
And we remember Nancy's mother who is in hospital in China right now, Lord, with this brain embolism.
主啊，我们也特别的为 Nancy 的妈妈祷告，她现在在中国在住院她的脑血管有栓塞。
We thank you that her condition is stable, but Lord, she is still a very sick woman.
主，我们感谢您让她的状况目前稳定，但是她的病依然是比较严重的。
We pray that if it be your will, you raise her up to health and strength again, because she has been mightily used of God in many lives for which we are very thankful.
主啊，我们如果这是你的旨意的话，也求你兴起她，使她完全的康复，因为她在多年里一直都是很多人灵里的祝福，都帮助过很多的人。
And we pray for her husband and then her family and the many in her church families that are concerned about her. Lord, would you bless her, but bless all of those who love her as well.
主啊，她的丈夫，她的家人，还有她教会的弟兄姐妹们都很牵挂她，也求您也祝福他们。
Do what is right in her life and in her health and encourage and bring peace and joy to those who love her at this difficult time.
也给她平安，也给她鼓励，也使所有爱她的人也得到安慰。
So help us tonight, we pray. Bless Nancy's mother and the family, and we pray this all in Jesus' name.
我们祈求您，也求您祝福我们，也祝福 Nancy 和她的家人。奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，你们。
Amen. Amen. David, you go ahead, please.
Well, good evening to all. It's my privilege to be here with you tonight. And we look forward to a good study together in God's Word.
问候大家晚上好啊。很高兴能够跟大家在一起。我们希望我们能够今天晚上有一个很好的圣经的学习。
I invite you to take your Bibles, and I trust you have a Bible because we'll be looking at a lot of verses. Take your Bible and turn to 2 Timothy 3:16.
如果大家有圣经的话，我相信大家都应该有圣经，我们一起翻到提摩太后书的3:16，因为我们今天也要查考很多的圣经。
Our study tonight is going to be on the church. And,
我们今天的学习呢，是关于教会的话题。
And if the word of God doesn't convince us about what the Bible says about the church, well, nothing else will. This is our foundation. This is what we're going to base our thinking on tonight.
那如果神的话语都不能使我们对教会的真理有明确的确信的话呢，那没有别的东西可以更有助于帮助我们了。所以我们今天要很好的来查神的话。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for reproof and doctrine and correction and instruction that the man of God may be perfect.
提摩太后书三章十六节，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
Notice in this word, in this verse,It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable.
我们注意这句话，他说圣经都是神所默示的，或者是用呼吸这个词去呼出的，而且呢都是有益的。
That word profitable is very important. It means it's profitable for what we're going to study tonight about the church. It's profitable for our lives.It's profitable for all that we do in the Christian life.
这里的这个有益这个词很重要，说明呢它神的话呢不仅对我们今天学习的教会的真理有益，也对我们的生活有益，对我们整个基督徒的生命的各个方面都是有益的。
So when we begin the study tonight, we're going to have a little bit of a longer introduction before we get into our actual study.
那我们今天的学习呢可能开始会有一个比较长的介绍就是在正式的学习教会的真理之前会有前面一个比较长的介绍。
We want to think tonight in our introduction, why is it important to study about the church?
那我们在介绍里面要给大家讲为什么我们学习教会这个系列这个真理是很重要的。
We're going to look at the study of the church for a number of weeks. And you might say, well, why are we going to spend so much time? Why so many weeks on the study of the church?
那我们这个教会的真理呢要学习相当多的星期。那你可能会问为什么我们要花这么多的时间这么多的星期来学习教会呢?
So you want to think about this question. Why study the church?
所以大家现在就开始跟我一起思考这个问题。为什么我们要学习教会的真理?
At the very outset, we have to base everything we think about the church on the Word of God.
那最开始最基础的是呢，就是我们要从神的话里面来看教会的这个基础这个定义。
God never tells us to create some kind of church ourselves, some kind of organization, and then we come and ask God to bless it.
那神从来没有让我们自己去发明组建一个教会，发明一些什么机构，然后还要让神来祝福我们。
God provides His framework, His teaching, His doctrine for the church, and He asks us to follow it.
而是神告诉我们关于教会的一切的教义，一切的真理，然后让我们去跟随。
When God was giving instructions to the children of Israel in the Old Testament,When he gave exact explicit instructions.
那在旧约的时候，神给以色列人指示的时候，他给他们的指示都是非常具体，非常明确的。
When he gave instructions to build the tabernacle, he gave 25 chapters of instructions about how the tabernacle should be built.
那当神指示他们如何建造帐幕的时候呢神用了25章的篇幅来告诉他们这个帐幕应该怎么建。
He gave very specific detailed instructions, and if he gave those kinds of instructions about a wooden building, which would eventually wither and get old, how much more is he going to give wonderful instructions about the church of the living God?
那他在这些这个章节里面啊给出了非常的具体细节的这个指示。那告诉他们应该怎么建这个帐幕，帐幕里都有什么。那如果是这是一个旧约里面的东西呢都是如此详细的具体的建造的指示的话，何况新约的教会呢？
So, you know, God didn't come to Moses and say to Moses, Now Moses, you know, you're a very educated man. You went through all the schooling of Egypt.You're very smart, very educated. You just come up with your own idea about the tabernacle, and I'll bless that.
那神没有对摩西说，摩西啊，你是一个受过良好教育的人，你学过了这个埃及所有的这个学校里的知识，你既然这么有学问，那你就自己想该怎么建这个帐幕嘛，然后我祝福你，神没有这样说。
No, that's not what happened. God gave him a blueprint. God gave him a pattern. God gave him instructions about how to build that tabernacle. And God.
哦，是神给了他一个蓝图，给了他一个具体的指示，告诉他应该怎么造这个会幕。
It's a very important thing that we do not judge Scripture, but we let Scripture judge us.
所以有一点非常的重要，我们不是来论断圣经的，而是让圣经来判断我们，来论断我们。
One of the reasons we have a study like this is because of the history of the church.
那还有我们学习这个教会的真理的一个原因呢，就是因为教会的历史。
Since the time of the Lord Jesus and after the beginning of the church in the Bible, men have created the church and church structures according to their own ideas.
因为自从这个教会开始建立以来啊，那人呢不断的就是发明了一些自己想出了一些关于教会的一些错误的一些想法。
Soon after, the apostles passed and passed on to go to heaven to be with the Lord, men came along and began to add their rules and add their ideas and add their thinking about what a church should be.
那自从这个使徒们呢，他们都去世，都归主回天家了以后呢，那人们就开始就接下历史历代的人呢，就不断用他们的头脑往这个使徒的教训上增加了一些他们的想法、他们的理解、他们的这个建议做法。
And I think they may have been well intended. They didn't mean to do harm to the church, but they began to create rules upon rules.And these rules only produce temporary blessing.
那我想呢，他们的这个最初的动机呢，应该是善意的，他不是想要伤害教会的。那他们总是努力的想要在这上面加一层一层又一层的这个规则。那但这些规则呢，只是短期内起到这个祝福的作用。
Now we're not interested in temporary blessing. I think anyone that is going to study the church and be a Christian.We're not interested in temporary blessing.
但是我相信啊，每一个啊研究教会的基督徒啊，我们的关注点不是放在这个暂时的祝福上的。我们不是对这个有兴趣的。
Many of these church leaders, they saw temporary blessing, maybe for 10 years or 50 years or 100 years, but then the churches turned away from what God had wanted them to be.
那这些这个就是犯了错误的这个教会的领袖呢，他们可能因为他们的这些做法想法呢，会得到一些暂时的祝福，可能十年，可能二十年，但是很快呢，这个教会就走到了错误的方向，走到了神所不喜悦的方向上去了。
God can only bless something that is according to His word.
那神只能祝福那些严格按照他的话来做的东西。
If we don't base the kind of church that we are involved in based upon His word, God can't bless it.
那如果我们的教会呢是严格的按照神的话语来建造的话呢，神就能够祝福。
There may be temporary blessing, but there cannot be long-term, lasting, generation after generation blessing when something is not according to His word.
但是如果有些东西是不按照神的话语来的呢，可能他们能得到暂时的祝福，但是他们不会得到这个一代又一代延续下去长久的祝福。
I don't think there's anybody here listening to this message, who's interested in temporary blessing. The blessing of God for a number of years. We want blessing generation after generation.
我想今天在听这个课程的人呢，都不是只是想要暂时的祝福的。我们更关注的是长久的祝福，是能够一代一代延续下去的祝福。
We want a framework, and we want a pattern and a blueprint for the church that will last from generation to generation, from our children, our children's children, and on and on.
那我们希望我们的这个教会的这个框架呢，我们的这个模式呢，是可以一代一代的得到祝福的，我们的孩子，我们的孩子的孩子，一代一代这样下去。
We want to invest ourselves in a church and church structure, that's going to last for many years.
那我们是想要一个教会的框架呢，能够这个框架，这个做法能够持续很多很多年。
And God can only bless that and do that if we build according to his word.
那只有我们是在按照神的话语来建造的话呢，神才能够祝福我们。
Now allow me to give you a biblical illustration of this and from the Old Testament.
那我现在呢用圣经的一个例子来给大家解释为什么是这样的一个道理。
I'm not going to ask you to turn to in your Bibles for time's sake, but in Exodus chapter 17, the children of Israel came to Moses and said, "We need water."
大家可以不用翻到那里去啊，因为了时间的关系，我们不具体的读啊。但是我要告诉大家的这个例子呢，是在出埃及记的17章啊。那以色列人呢找到摩西，说他们要喝水。
He said, "The children of Israel came to Moses and said, 'We're thirsty, and our children are thirsty, and we need to have water in this wilderness.'"
那这些人以色列人找到摩西说，我们现在很渴，我们要喝水，我们的孩子要喝水，我们要在这个旷野里有水喝。
So God led Moses to go to a rock near Horeb.
然后呢，耶和华呢就让摩西呢去，就走到这什么地方？河烈的那个磐石那里。
And he instructed him to strike that rock.
那他跟摩西说呢，你要击打磐石。
He would strike it with his staff, the staff of Moses that God had given to him.
那是用这个神给的摩西那个杖啊，去击打磐石。
Now notice what happens when he strikes the rock. Water comes out of the rock. Water begins to gush out of the rock and begins to provide enough water for the children of Israel to drink from.
那发生了什么呢？就是当摩西击打了磐石以后呢，就有水从磐石中涌出来，而且是那个大大股大股的涌出来，然后又有足够的水给所有的以色列人喝了。
Now a number of years passed. A period of time passed.And the children of Israel came again to Moses and said, "Moses, provide us water."
那又过了一段时间呢，以色列人又找到摩西说，请你给我们水喝。
And this we find in Numbers, Book of Numbers, chapter 20, and verse 11 and 12.
那这次呢是发生在民数记的二十章十一到二十二节。
And they come to Moses and say, "Moses, give us to drink." And God brings Moses to a rock.
那这次呢他们到摩西那里去要水喝，摩西神呢还是让摩西到磐石那里去。
Now this time, when God is going to provide water for the children of Israel, he doesn't tell them to strike the rock. He tells them to speak to the rock.
那神这一次依然会给以色列人水喝，但是他告诉摩西呢，不是这次不要击打磐石，只是吩咐磐石。
But Moses takes his staff.And he strikes the rock twice.
但是摩西呢，他拿起了他的杖，他击打了磐石两下。
And out of the rock comes water gushing forth.
那击打了以后呢，这个磐石还是大股大股的涌流出水来。
Now even though Moses was disobedient, he didn't do what God told him to do, God still brought temporary blessing.
那虽然摩西呢没有按照神的吩咐去做，但是神依然给他们的暂时的祝福了。
You know, if we're right in the Bible, we would say Moses was disobedient and he struck the rock with his rod and nothing and no water came out.
但我们不是在圣经里读到说哦，摩西因为没有按照神的吩咐，他击打了磐石，然后水就没有出来，不是的。
But that's not what happened.Moses was disobedient, and God yet brought temporary blessing to the children of Israel.
那虽然摩西背逆了神的指令，但是神还是给了他们祝福，给了他以色列人的水喝，这是暂时的祝福。
And water came out of the rock, but we read a little bit later in this book, in the Old Testament, that Moses was not allowed to go into the promised land because he was disobedient.
那当时呢水是流出来了，但是后面我们往后读呢就会知道摩西因此呢神不允许他进入迦南地了。
We have to watch that we are not fooled by the idea that if there's temporary blessing and we are disobedient, that God is blessing that action that we take.
所以我们呢要警醒，我们不要糊涂了。虽然我们悖逆神的，有的时候悖逆神的已经得到暂时的祝福，但是这个依然是悖逆的，会有后果。
Let's not be fooled that temporary blessing is what God wants.
我们不要被愚弄了，觉得这个暂时的祝福就是我们所想要的。
Now let me give you another illustration.
我再给大家举个例子。
Suppose you know someone and you talk to them and they find out this person is in great spiritual need. Their life is a wreck, and they come to you and they say, we need spiritual help.
那比如说有一个人呢他到你这里来呢，他说他有这个属灵的需要他现在遇到很大的麻烦，生活呢一团糟，他到你这里来寻求属灵的意见和帮助。
And so you decide to instead of sharing the gospel with them, you decide to just share some good philosophy, and you tell them,just to go out and do some good works and to turn over a new leaf and just to do the best they can.
然后呢你就开始跟他们分享一些这个好的这个哲学的意见了，你跟他们说你要重新开始要重新开始做好对的事情，好的事情。
So the person goes away and comes back to you about 2 weeks later and says, you know, that is fantastic. Things are going so much better for me right now.
然后可能两个星期以后呢，那个人回来跟你说，哦，你给的建议真的太好了，那现在事情变得非常的好了。
They say, I really appreciate what you shared with me 2 weeks ago.
说我非常感谢你两周前跟我分享的这些建议。
Now, when we hear a story like that, we say, that's such a wrong thing to think about.
然后如果你听到这样的一个故事呢，一定会说，哦，他这样想是完全是错误的。
We know that advice and that philosophy is only good for temporary blessing.
我们知道他给出的这个哲学的意见啊，这个建议呢，只能是对这个短期的祝福是有帮助的。
That's not going to bring real blessing in his life. It's only when we give him the word of God that he's going to have real blessing in his life.
他真正的这个祝福呢，只有当我们把神的话语分享给他的时候，从神的话语中才能给他带出这个真正的一生之久的祝福。
We shouldn't be satisfied with temporary blessing. We want to see God bring real, true, and lasting blessing in our churches and in our lives within churches.
所以我们不应该满足于暂时的祝福啊，我们应该寻求的是从神那里来的长久的真正的祝福在我们的教会以及在我们的教会生活中。
I'm going to give you a few reasons why it's important to follow God's word when we think about church.
那我给大家几个理由啊，就是当我们考虑这个思考这个教会的真理的时候，为什么跟随神的话语是极其重要的。
Many times missionaries have gone to foreign fields, other countries, and brought the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那很多时候呢传教士啊会把这个福音，会把这个神的真理呢带到很远的这个禾场去。
They've gone into these countries and they've laid a foundation based upon the word of God.
然后他去到那个国家呢，他在以神的话语为基础呢建造了一个基础，打造了一个基础。
Others have gone into these countries and tried to build churches based upon ideas from the United States or from England or other countries.
然后呢接下去的后面的来的人呢要在这个前面这个美国啊或者英国的这个传教士所建造的这个基础上呢继续建造教会。
But then sometimes persecution would come and opposition from the countries that they're within. And financially, these missionaries andthe financial resources, they're expelled, and they're no longer there.
然后这个时候呢，可能就会发生一些逼迫，可能是从他们这个国家内部起来的一个反对的意见，也可能是这个财务上的，其他方面的这个困难。
You know what happens? The church that is based upon the word of God continues on.
但是你知道怎么样呢？就是在建基在神的话语的基础上的教会呢，还会持续的发展下去的。
You look at churches in Asia, you can look at churches in Africa, you can look at missionary work throughout the world. When it's based upon the word of God, it continues on, even despite opposition and persecution.
所以我们看亚洲的非洲的其他南美洲等等 各地的这个教会啊，只要当时他的教会的建立是基于神的话语的话，即使有反对的力量即使有逼迫，但他依然可以持续下去。
But churches based upon man's ideas, churches based upon philosophies, we can call it, or ideas from other countries, they crumble and do not last when persecution and opposition comes.
但是那些呢教会如果是按照人的想法去建造的或者是按照一些暂时的这个世界的这个哲学的想法去建造的话，当逼迫和反对的势力起来的时候呢，他们就会垮掉了。
I want to think about another verse with you as we think about this subject. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5.
那我们再看一节经文啊，提摩太后书的二章五节。
In that passage it says, if anyone competes in an athletic as an athlete,He does not receive the victor's crown, except he competes according to the rules.
人若在场上比武，非按规矩就不能得冠冕。
If a man's going to compete in an athletic contest, whatever sport it may be, if he doesn't play that sport according to the rules, no matter if he wins the game, if he breaks the rules, he's not crowned as the victor.
那在任何一种这个运动中啊，一种体育比赛当中啊，如果这个参与的人呢，他不遵守比赛的规则，那即使他最后赢了的话，他也不会得着冠冕，不会得着奖牌的。
Now the Apostle Paul gives us this passage because he's asking those who are laboring, and he's asking those who are serving God to serve him according to God's plans and God's purposes and God's word.
那保罗呢在这里用这个比喻呢，他是对着那些为神劳苦服侍神的人说的，就是他们在服侍神的这个过程中呢，一定按照神的计划，按照神的旨意，按照神的话去做才行。
He says you might see a little bit of blessing, but if you don't serve and you don't obey me according to my word, it's of no real value.
那神说你可能暂时会看到一点短期的祝福，但是如果你不是顺服我的话，不是按照我的话语去做的话呢，其实没有什么最终真正的价值的。
You know, God's very interested in how we serve him.
那神呢他真的非常重视我们是怎么服侍他的。
There's a passage of in the Bible, in the Gospels, where the Lord Jesus is near the treasury in Jerusalem, and he sees people giving money into the collection, into the treasury.
那在福音书里面曾经有一段讲到主耶稣在圣殿里坐在那个靠那个捐钱的那个奉献箱很近的地方，他看人是怎么往里面投钱的。
This is Mark's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 41 through 44, and it says this,The Lord watched and saw how they cast into the treasury.
那这个是马可福音的十二章啊，就是四十一节开始，这是耶稣对着银库坐着，看众人怎样投钱入库。
It doesn't say we would normally think he would said, and he watched to see how much money they gave into the treasury. Doesn't say he watched to see how much money they gave.But he watched to see how they gave.
所以你看这里很有意思这里面没有说耶稣看众人给了多少钱，就投了多少钱去，他说看众人是怎么给的，怎么投钱入库的。
You see that how we do things in the church is very important to God.
所以我们从这里可以看出我们在教会里面怎样做事情呢，对神来说是非常重要的。
We can come to the subject of the church and say, well, this looks like a good idea.And someone else might say, you know, this looks like a good idea. We have to come to the church and say, what does God And how does God want us to go about doing what pleases him in the church?
嗯，所以我们不能来到教会说，哎，这个人说，哎，这是一个好主意啊。那个人说，哎，这样做也挺好的。而是我们要来到教会说，神是觉得怎样好的？神的意思是怎样的？
There's another passage I want to mention for a moment.
嗯，还有一段话呢，我想跟大家提一下。
And that's 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10 and 11.
啊，这是哥林多前书的三章十和十一节。
The Apostle Paul says, according to the grace of God that's given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds upon it.
我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，有别人在上面建造。
But then it says this, let every man be careful how he builds on it, upon it.
嗯，那我们注意他接下去是这么说，他说只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
He says, let us take care and think about how we build upon the foundation that God gives us to build.
嗯，所以他的意思是说呢，我们每个人都要小心，好好的，仔细的想一想，怎样在，神已经打好的这个根基上往上建造。
Just one or two more points about in our introduction, then we're going to look at the subject of the Church of God. But I want to mention one or two things before we do that. Number one, one of the great reasons why we study this subject is we know how to defend it.
嗯，好，我们在这个开始正式的讲课之前呢，在这个前面的简介部分呢，我们还有两个点要讲。一个就是我们为什么要研究教会的真理呢？就是我们要知道我们怎么样护教，怎么样保护这个真理，怎么样为真理辩护。
If you count something to be precious, you will fight for that thing, or you will defend that thing.
嗯，那就如果你看什么东西为宝贵的话呢，你会为这个东西征战的，你会为它战斗的。
Many husbands, many fathers will stand and defend their family because the family and their children are very precious to them.
嗯，那比如说家里的丈夫呢，他的家庭，他的孩子对他来说是至关宝贵的，那他会为了他的家庭呢去战斗的。
They've spent years raising their children. They've spent years cultivating a family, and now they defend it and they stand for it. They protect it.
嗯，因为他花了那么多的长时间，多年来培育他的孩子，来经营他的家庭，所以需要的时候呢，他一定会站出来保护他的家庭，为他的家庭而征战。
If you spent years building a business and you invested in that business, you'll seek to defend it and you'll seek to fight for it because it's precious and important to you.
嗯，那如果你花了很多年来经营一个生意的话，你在这个生意上也投资很多的话呢，那你一定也会为这个生意来战斗，为它征战的，保护它的。
It's something, the church is something that we should consider precious.
嗯，那教会呢，就是应该我们看为宝贵的一种东西。
You know, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ is so precious to the Lord Jesus that he says that he loved the church and gave himself for it.
嗯，那教会呢，在基督看来是至为宝贵的。他甚至说，基督爱教会，为教会舍命。
He wants men and women, he wants believers, and he wants Christians to be able to know the principles of the church, stand for it, stand upon it.And defend it, and honor it, and keep it.
嗯，那所以基督呢，他希望我们这些信主的弟兄姐妹们，希望所有的信徒，他的孩子们呢，能够明白教会的原则，并能够持守这些教会的真理，并为这些教会的真理呢而起来征战，保护它。
How will you defend the doctrine of the church if you don't know it?
嗯，但如果你不知道教会的是真理是什么的话，你怎么来护卫它呢？
How will you stand and protect the doctrine of the church if you don't have an understanding of it?
如果你根本都不懂的话呢，你怎么能够站出来为他征战保护他呢？
As you get a greater understanding and as you begin to defend it, it will become more and more precious to you and more important to you.
那当你越来越懂他，然后你越来越愿意站出来，越能够站出来保护他的话，那教会也对你来说呢是越来越宝贵的。
One last thing, and then we'll get into the actual study of the church. There is a danger of misunderstanding. And I want to share this with you. God will always bless his word. And as you begin to study this, you will begin to discover that not everyone will follow truth.
那最后一点我要提一下啊，就是大家不要有这样的一个误解，就是你会发现呢，你越读神的话，越读神的真理的话，你会发现不是很多人跟随真理的。
As we go through these weeks of study, and as we get deeper and deeper in the Word of God, you will discover truth.
那当我们
truth about the church.
这个学习越来越深入啊，你懂得越来越多的时候，你会明白更多关于圣经的这个真理。
And this truth will become more and more precious to you, and more important to you.
然后这些真理呢，就会对你来说呢，变得越来越重要，越来越宝贵。
And you'll begin to think in your mind, as I share this truth with other people, there'll be so many people that'll be so interested in this, they'll just be knocking down our doors to learn more about this truth.
然后你会说，哎呀，我应该把这些真理啊分享给更多的人，让更多人都能够明白这些真理，让更多人敲开这真理的大门。
But we have to understand that that usually doesn't happen. Because truth is not always popular with those who are not Christians, but even sometimes with those who are Christians.
但是我可以告诉大家啊，这样的事情通常不会发生，就是不是多数人都不跟随真理，就是不仅这个事情会发生在不信的人身上，在信主的人上也是这样的，就是真正跟随真理的人是少数而不是多数。
The truth of the matter is the closer and closer you get to the truth, you'll find less and less people who follow it.
那当你越来越接近这个真理的精髓，真理的内核的时候呢，核心的时候呢，你就会发现跟随的人变得越来越少了。
It's not the majority of all the Christians that follow the truth closely and carefully. It's usually a smaller number.
不是大多数的基督徒都仔细的认真的紧紧的跟随真理的，而是只有少数。
So our aim is not to see large crowds of people, and we're very happy when more and more people come, and have a greater understanding of the church. But our aim is to be faithful to the word of God.
所以我们的目的啊，我们的目标不是说要看到很多一大群的人哦，他们都跟随真理，都愿意按照真理去行啊，都跟你一样，而是我们的目标呢，就是我自己要为真理站立，我要持守，在信心里持守。
When we come to this subject, we should ask ourselves, how can I be more and more committed to the things that I learn about the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ?
所以我们在这个学习过程中一定要问自己一个问题，我怎么才能够更加的为这个我所学到的这个教会的真理而献身，就是紧紧的抓住这个真理。
Our attitude should be, how much can I give to the Lord? How much can I do for the Lord?Not to be a spectator, not to be just an attendee, but how can I give more of myself to the Lord Jesus Christ?
所以我们的目的呢是问自己，我怎么能够把更多的给主，我怎么能为主做得更多，而不是我只是做一个旁观者，一个观察者而是我自己怎么能够给出更多。
Well, that was just the introduction, but I thought it would be important to share some of those things with you. Now, I want you to take your Bibles.And I want you to turn with me to the first mention of the church in the New Testament. And that's in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18.
那这是我们在开始这个教会的正式的开始教会的真理的内容之前的一个介绍啊，虽然很长，但是我觉得非常的重要。所以现在跟我一起翻到新约圣经里第一次提到教会这个词的地方，就是马太福音16章。
Now this passage says, this is Matthew 16:18. It's the first mention of the church in the New Testament. There's only two mentions of the church in the Gospels, and they both occur in Matthew 16. And Matthew 16 is the universal church of God. It means all believers throughout the entire world. But chapter 18, the church is also mentioned, and chapter 18 is the local church that is mentioned.
那这个看马太福音的16章18节啊，这个是第一次在新约的书里面提到教会。那在整个福音书里面呢，只有提到教会只有两次一个呢是在16章的18节这里呢讲的是普世教会，然后在18章里还提到一次教会，那个呢是指地方教会。
Matthew 16 verse 18 says this, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
我们看马太福音的16章18节，这是主耶稣基督说，他说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Here's a great promise of the Lord Jesus Christ. I will build my church.
所以这个是是基督耶稣的一个伟大的这个应许，他说我要把我的教会我要建造我的教会。
Sometimes in a verse in scripture is good to emphasize each individual word in that verse.
那有的时候呢一句经文里面的每一个字我们都要重点的看呢，是对我们有帮助的。
So you emphasize I will build my church. And that I is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the builder of the church.
那比如说这句话呢，我把每个词都设成一个重点呢，对我们的理解有帮助。比如说第一个是我们可以把重点放在这个重点词放在我上，我呢就是主耶稣，就是主耶稣自己，他要建造教会。
The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is, the church is the possession of the Lord Jesus Christ. I will build my church.
然后呢再看他说我要建造我的教会，那这个我的这个重点呢就这个重点词呢告诉我们，就是教会是主耶稣基督的产业，是他的。
He says, I am the builder, I will build, that's his promise. He will build, he says, my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
所以他这里面每一个词如果把它都重点看一下的话，我就是这个建造者是谁呢，是耶稣基督，我要表明基督给了一个这个应许，那我的那就是说明这个教会是属于他的，然后他说而且阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Now the word will is a promise of the Lord Jesus Christ, but it is also in the future tense, which means the church has not been built yet. It will be built in the future.
那这里面说我要建造我的教会啊，这个要呢既表明这是主的一个应许，也表明同时呢它这个词呢是一个将来时态，说明呢在说话那个时候呢这个教会还没有建造，是将来要发生的一件事。
When the Lord Jesus spoke these words, the church was not in existence.
那当主耶稣说这句话的时候呢，教会当时还没有存在。
In fact, the church was not in existence in the Old Testament or in the Gospels. It only began on the day of Pentecost.
那事实上呢，教会在旧约不存在，在福音书的时候呢也不存在，直到使徒行传五旬节的时候它才开始建立。
The church is something new that the Lord Jesus Christ was going to do.
所以教会呢是主耶稣基督要做的一件新事。
The church of the Lord Jesus Christ would have new principles and a new object and a new center, and it would be totally new and different than the Old Testament Israel.
所以教会呢是相对于旧约的以色列而言呢是一个崭新的东西，它有新的这个方式，新的原则，新的目标，新的架构等等，一切都是新的。
the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ would not be built on the Old Testament law.
嗯，那这个神主建造教会呢，不是建造在旧约的这个律法之上的。
The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ would not be built on Old Testament sacrifices.
嗯，那也不是建造在旧约的这个献祭制度之上的。
The Lord Jesus Christ would the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ would be centered on the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. He would be the heart and center of this church.
嗯，主耶稣基督强调呢，这个教会呢是要以他为中心建造的，就是他是那个核心，他是那个基石。
Allow me to give you a definition of the church, and this is a definition by Charles Ryrie.
嗯，那 Charles Ryrie 呢给了我们一个教会的定义，我现在给大家这个讲一下这个教会的定义。
The universal church is a spiritual organism of which Christ is the head, and believers from Pentecost to the rapture are members.
嗯，他说教会啊是一个
I'll read it again, but slowly. The universal church is a spiritual organism.
嗯，那普世教会呢是一个属灵的有机体。
He means by the word organism, it's a living body. It's not an organization. It's a living body with Christ energizing this new body.
嗯，所以这个它是一个有机体，它不是组织这个词啊，它是说它是一个活的机体啊，它是主耶稣基督生出来的，是从它造出来。
Christ is the head.
啊，基督是头。
And believers from Pentecost to the rapture are members of this church.
嗯，那从五旬节一直到教会被提中间这所有的信徒呢，都是这个教会的身体肢体，都是这个组成了这个身体。
Let's take our Bibles again and turn to another passage. This is in Ephesians chapter 3 and verses 5 and 6.
嗯，我们来再翻到以弗所书的三章。五节和六节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And it says that there that the church is a mystery. I'm going to read this first. Oh.
我们看以弗所书的三章五节和六节啊，在这里说呢，这是一个奥秘。我们现在把这个经文读一下。
It says, the church is a mystery which was not known in other ages, but now is known in the Lord Jesus Christ.
嗯，他说这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的众圣徒和先知一样。嗯。
And so we see that the church was not in the Old Testament.The church was not in the Gospels, but the church was something that the Lord Jesus Christ would build on the day of Pentecost.
我们在这里看啊，这个教会呢，它不存在于这个奥秘在旧约里面没有揭示，在这个福音书里面也没有启示，是直到这个五旬节以后才有的。
I think it's important at this point to give a little word study on the word church.
嗯，所以我们现在在这里啊，仔细的研究教会这个词啊，是有必要的。
The Greek word for church is ekklesia, very important Greek word.
嗯 ,ekklesia 是这个教会这个这个希腊原文这个词啊，这个词是非常重要的一个词。
Now allow me to spell the word so you can get an idea of how it is spelled. It's spelled E-K-K-L-E-S-I-A.
嗯，它是这么拼的，是 E-K-K-L-E-S-I-K-A.
And the word is made up of two separate words. One means out or from, and one means to be called.
嗯，那这个词呢，是由两个词来组合起来的，一个呢是出来这个词，一个呢是被呼召的意思，两个词组合在一起。
It means the church is a called out company, a called out group of people from the Jewish background and the Gentile background into one new body.
所以就告诉我们教会呢是一群从犹太人和外邦人当中呼召出来的一群人共同组成一个身体。
It means that the church is a called out people unto his name, committed to him, following him, loving him, worshiping him. A called out people from where they used to be and now to a new position.
这告诉我们教会呢是一群人他们是从他们原来的位置原来的生命中被呼召出来归给主归给主耶稣基督的名下的这样一群人是有新的目的新的生命的新的这个目标的这样一群人。
You know, sometimes we think in North America, in Canada or the United States, we think thatIf we have enough believers and we have a building and we have enough land and enough money and enough resources, we can start a church.
那有的时候在北美啊比如说在美国和加拿大有些人就会认为如果我们有一群人然后有一个建筑然后呢有钱有一些资源我们就可以建造一个教会了。
But this is really not true.
这个绝对不对。
Believers are the church.
那信徒呢就是教会。
The right way of thinking is that you, every believer, is the church. It's not a building. It's not property. It's not resources. The people are the church.
所以我们要明白你就是我们就是信主的人我们就是教会了不是建筑不是不是这个这个房地产的这个实物也不是各种这个资源是人教会是人。
In the New Testament, as soon as some people were saved,They began to gather together and they began to meet as a church, whether they had a building or land or resources, they were the church.
对我们在新约里面可以看到只要有人信主以后呢他们就一起聚会了不管他们当时有没有房子有没有土地有没有这个建筑物他们就是教会就在一起聚会了。
The real way of thinking is you are the church,And now look into the word of God and see what the word of God says about living out the life of being a church.
所以我们要记得我们就是教会。所以我们来看看就是主是对一个活着的教会他的这个描述是怎样的。
There are many churches that don't have a church building.
那很多教会呢其实他们没有一个建筑物。
There are many churches that don't have resources and don't have all the things that, some large churches have, but they are still the church.
有很多的教会呢他们没有像大教会那样的很多的资源很多的这个其他的东西但是他们还是教会。
The church is just a simple group of people coming together to study his word, to worship him, to break bread, and to reach as many people for the Lord Jesus Christ as he can.
所以教会呢就是一群人一起聚集起来学习主的话一起祷告掰饼然后去接触这个其他的人把福音告诉他们传出去的这样的一群人就是教会了。
Now let's turn to another passage. And this passage is 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 32. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 32.
你看一下再看一段哥林多前书的十章。22节 No
1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 32 says
32节
Give no offense neither to the Jews nor to the Gentiles nor to the church of God
他说不拘32节不拘是犹太人是希腊人是神的教会你们都不要使他跌倒。
Well, this verse simply expresses different kinds of groups of people that are in the world. They're Jews and all the other people of all the nations are called Gentiles. And then we have the church of God.
所以在这里面呢把这个世界上人呢就分为这样几种。一个呢就是犹太人。那除犹太人以外的世界各国其他的人呢都叫外邦人他这里用希腊人代表了还有呢就一群人就是神的教会。
But notice the church of God is composed of people who are Jews and composed of those who are Gentiles, but God has called them out of that background, and they now come into the church of the living God.
所以我们看到这个神的教会里面啊，它是由犹太人和外邦人共同组成的，但是他们这些人呢，已经从这个他们原有的背景中被呼召出来了，重新组成一个新的组织，就是教会了。Now
notice something very carefully. The church is not Israel.
我们一定要小心地注意一件事情，就是教会不是以色列。The
church is distinct from Israel.
那教会和以色列呢，是严格区分开的。Now
there were Jewish people in the church, and there were Gentile people in the church.
那教会里当然它有犹太人，有外邦人。But
the church is very distinct from Israel. It was not in the Old Testament, and it was started on the day of Pentecost in the New Testament.
但是神的教会呢，跟以色列是完全不同的区分开来的。教会呢，在旧约里是没有的，它是从五旬节才开始的。
Now, let's move on to another verse. It's only a few chapters on. It's chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians and verse 13.
我们再看一下，往前翻了两章，哥林多前书的12章的13节。
And this verse says this, "For we were all baptized by one Spirit to form one body, whether we're Jew or Gentile, slave or free, we're all given to drink." We're all given of one Spirit to drink.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。Now
this is a very important verse.
这是一句非常重要的经文。It
says in this verse that we were all baptized into one body.
它这里面说，我们都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。In
the writings of the Apostle Paul, he uses the word the body of Christ or one body 22 different times.
那在保罗写新约的这些内容的里面啊，他提到一个身体或者基督的身体这种说法呢，一共提了22次。This
phrase, one body or the body of Christ, expresses this new aspect of the church that began in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost.
那这个一个身体呢，或者说基督的身体的这个称呼呢，就是用来这个描述从这个五旬节里开始建造的一个这个新生事物的一个方面。Notice
what it says in this verse. He says, by one Spirit, he says it was formed. The body of Christ was formed.
那他这里说呢，是从一位圣灵受洗，成了，就组成了一个身体。On
the day of Pentecost, in Acts chapter 2, when the Spirit came down, the church of the living God was formed on that day.
在使徒行传二章，当五旬节这圣灵降下来的时候呢，这个基督的身体就形成了。Those
who were Jews, they were part of the church. Those who were Gentiles, they were part of the church. Those who were slaves, they were part of the church. And those that were free, they became part of this new body of the church.
所以那些犹太人也成了这个身体的一部分，拜访人也成了身体的一部分，还有一些做奴隶的也是身体的一部分，那些自由人也是身体的一部分。Now
this baptism of the Holy Spirit, notice something. It doesn't happen, it only happened once. It doesn't happen over and over and over again.
我们要注意这里说的这个从一位圣灵受洗这件事啊，它是一次性的，一个发生过的事。它不是一遍一遍重复发生的，就是一次性的。Notice
what it says of the first part of this verse in verse 13. For we were all baptized by one Spirit to form one body. It's in the past tense.
我们还要从这句话里能够注意到，就是他说我们都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体，是一个过去时态。There
is no such thing as an individual baptism of the Holy Spirit.
所以没有就是个人受圣灵洗这回事，没有这回事。
Sometimes you might hear someone saying, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
嗯，有的时候你可能会听到有人说，哦，我领受了圣灵的洗了。
That's a misunderstanding of what scripture teaches.
这是对圣经教导的一个误解。
On the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, when the Spirit of God came down, the church was formed and the baptism of the Holy Spirit took place. And that happened one time, occurred one time, and every time we have a phrase like the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it only looks back to one event in Acts chapter 2.
嗯，所以在使徒行传二章的那五旬节的那一天，圣灵降下，那个是基督的身体受洗组成了，就是教会形成的这一个事件，就是受圣灵的洗。这只有这一个事件啊。每次我们在教会在圣经里提到受圣灵的洗的时候，都是指向就是那一次的五旬节的那一天，圣灵降下教会形成的这一件事。
On the day of Pentecost, this body of Christ was formed. On the day of Pentecost, this church was formed, this one new body.
嗯，在五旬节的这一天呢，这个基督的身体就是教会就形成了，就这一个身体那一天就形成了。
Every time someone is saved, he comes, he's placed automatically, immediately into that new body, the body of Christ.
嗯，所以当有一个人信主的时候呢，在那一刻他就自动的进入了到这个教会的身体里面，就是这个基督的身体就是教会里面去了。
Whenever you see the word baptism, it always supposes that we are baptized into something.
嗯，所以每次你看到受洗这个词呢，都是受洗归入什么东西。
Have you noticed that almost every time the word baptism is used, it's always baptism into something?
嗯，所以每一次我们在圣经里读到受洗，后面都接着受洗归入什么。
Believers are baptized into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.Into a new relationship, with Christ.
所以呢，每个信主的人，他是奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名受洗归入耶稣基督。
When John the Baptist baptized, it was a baptism into repentance, unto repentance.
嗯，那这个当施洗约翰给人受洗的时候呢，他是施受洗归向悔改，转向悔改的意思。
You come into a new relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ by repentance.
你是借着悔改，然后和主建立了新的关系。
And in the Holy Spirit baptism, you come into the body of Christ and you come into a new relationship with Christ.
那受圣灵的洗呢，是说你进到了这个基督的身体里面。
It's a beautiful truth that when we come into the body of Christ, we come into a new walk and a new relationship and a new understanding about the things of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们受洗归入耶稣基督呢，是进到了跟主耶稣一个更新的关系，是对他有更深的理解，更清楚的理解的这样的一个新的过程中去。
I want to mention two more things, and then we're going to close in prayer for tonight.
那我们再讲两点以后呢，我们就结束今天的这个课程。
I want to mention that the body of Christ or the church is not an organization. It's an organism. It's a living body.
第一点要强调的就是这个基督的身体啊，教会它不是一个组织，而是它是一个有机体，它是一个活的东西。
The body is made up of members, living individual believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那身体呢是由肢体组成的，它是由一个一个信靠耶稣基督的信徒组成的。
It has a head, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个身体有一个头，就是耶稣基督自己。
The Spirit of God has a will for the church.
嗯，那圣灵呢对教会是有旨意的。
The head and the spirit of God communicates to the body, how he wants it to be directed and what he wants it to do.
嗯，那这个头呢和这个身体之间呢是有交通的，它会引导我们，让我们知道告诉我们要到哪里去，要做些什么。
And so that's why it's so important that we need to seek the Lord Jesus. And when a church wants to make a decision, when the church wants to think about how to serve the Lord best, it says, what does the Lord want me to do? What does the head want us to do in this body, in this church?
所以寻求主的旨意呢非常重要。当一个教会要做一个决定的时候呢，我们总是要问主耶稣基督他的旨意是什么，他想让我们做什么，所以我们总是要跟随他的意思去做的。
The New Testament says that we should seek the mind of Christ. Seek what the Lord wants and how we can please the Lord in the body.
所以新约告诉我们要寻求主的心思意念呢，就是我们要知道他在想什么，他要让我们做什么，我们怎么才能够让他喜悦。
The church is not an organization with, like a large corporation with presidents and officers and rules and voting and layers of structure and organization.
那教会呢不是一个这个地上的组织啊，不是像一个公司一样来运行的，有总裁，有这个官员，有各层的这个层级的领导，然后还有投票制度等等这样的东西。
The church is a living organization. It's a living organism that moves and has life, and the Lord fills us and we seek to honor him. And, the church is described as a body with members and a head and a desire to honor Christ.
所以教会呢它不是一个组织，它是一个活着的有机体，它是由这个基督呢充满我们的，我们做一切呢都是要跟随这个头的旨意呢，我们跟头之间呢是有这个紧密的交通的，我们是按照他的旨意他的带领去做事的，我们是为了目的是为了是得他的喜悦的。
Now let's take our Bibles and turn to another passage, and that's in Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, and chapter 4.
看以弗所书的四章。
Let's start at chapter 2, verse 21.
不好意思，我们先从以弗所书的二章二十一节开始。
It says in verse 21 of chapter 2, notice this word, in whom all the building is fitly framed together.
You mean Ephesians 2?
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21.
Oh, yes. Sorry. 各房靠他联络得合适。
That's a very important phrase. In whom? In a person. All growth and all power in the local church comes with our focus and our occupation with a person.
那这里面啊，这中文没有显出来，它英文是说在它里面，就是这个各房啊是在它里面联络起来得合适的，也就是说我们所有的做的一切啊，我们都是在一个人里面的，就是和这个人，以这个人为中心，都是坐在他里面的。
Christ is the anchor, he is the foundation, he is the walls, he is the glue, he is the power, he is the energy, he is everything that we have to see a powerful moving organism or church in the world today.
所以基督呢是教会的中心，是教会的力量，是教会的锚，是它也是那个凝聚我们的这个胶水，所以它是一切的一切，是教会的这个一切，对。
Notice this verse. In him, the whole building is joined together. It comes together, it's united together, and it rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. But all begins with him.
他说各房靠他联络得合适，就是在他里面成长，在他里面联合，然后最后呢是渐渐成为主的圣殿，但是呢都是从他这里面开始起头的。
So,it's in him, but turn with me over to Ephesians 4:16. Ephesians 4:16.
所以这里面这节经文讲的是重点是在基督里面，然后我们再看以弗所书的四章十六节。
we begin to see in these verses that the Lord Jesus Christ, the living head, he holds together, he energizes, he empowers the church as a living body, as an organism, to serve him and to honor him and to worship him.
那这里面呢是这节经文强调的是主耶稣基督他自己把教会结合在一起，赐给他力量，使他成为一个活着的这个机体，机体为他而活。
We have no power in ourselves. We have no ability in ourselves. We have no wisdom in ourselves. It is all through and by the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们自己是没有能力的，我们自己是没有智慧的，一切呢都是从耶稣基督那里来的，都是要靠着他的。
Now look at chapter 4 and verse 16.
看以弗所书的4章16节。
It says, from him. In the other verse it said, in whom, but now it says, from whom the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
全身靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。所以我们刚才讲的那个在基督里面呢是前面一节经文，那这里呢是从他而来，就是 from him。 刚才那个是in him，这里是 from him，从他而来。
It says from him we grow, from him we are energized. From him, each person is empowered to do his work within the local church.
所以我们是靠着他们，从主那里来得了成长，从他那里能够得着力量，得着这个能量，靠着他能够每个人能够发挥自己的功用。
And so we can never separate the Lord Jesus Christ from this living organism. We are believers who are alive for the life of Christ, and Christ is that living head. And together, we begin to serve him, and we are empowered to live for the Lord and to honor him in this world.
所以我们在教会里面是不能跟主分离的，因为我们一切都是跟他相连的，我们的一切都是从他那里来的，我们靠着他才能够在这个世界上活出他想让我们活出的样式。
Now notice verse 15. Chapter 4 and verse 15.
我们再看这个以弗所书的4章15节。
He says in verse 15, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him. Before we saw it was in whom. Before, now we see that it is from whom. And now our desire is to grow up into whom? The Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再看15节啊，前面那个2章21节呢，讲的是in him，在他里面。这个16节呢，讲的是from him，从他而来。这个15节呢，讲的是into him，就是进入他。对，重点是不一样。Our
goal as part of this living organism is to have the Lord Jesus Christ as our focus. And when the Lord Jesus is our focus, he begins to work and lead and guide and move in our midst. And we begin to see a church that's honoring to him and glorifying to him. It's not an organization. Very, very different than an organization. It's an organism, a living body serving and worshiping the Lord.
所以我们教会不是一个组织，它是一个活的有机体，它是有生命的，它是以基督耶稣为中心的。只有我们以耶稣基督为中心，我们才能够活出他的旨意，才能够真的在这个地上代表他，行出他的这个目的和旨意来，才能够荣耀他的名。Well,
I want to close our time off. Our time is almost finished. I want to close our time off by looking at one more passage, and that's in chapter 3 of the book of Ephesians. Chapter 3, verses 8 and 9 in the book of Ephesians.
我们再看，结束之前再看一些经文，一段经文，就以弗所书的3章8节和9节。
Now Paul says in this passage, he has two great commissions. God has called him to do two great things in the world.
那在这两节经文里面呢，保罗告诉我们， 那主呢呼召他做两件非常非常重要的事情，他有两个重要的使命。
He says the first thing the Lord has given him is to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ to the Gentiles.
嗯，第一个使命呢，就是他要把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
And what he means by that is to simply to preach the gospel, the life-changing, the life-transforming gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Gentiles so they could have their sins forgiven and come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
嗯，那这个使命呢，就是要把这个改变生命、改变人生命的这个福音啊，传给外邦人，让他们的罪能够得赦免啊，能够得救，能够得着新的生命。
Now, usually, if you talk to Christians, you would seem to understand that this is the entire purpose of the church, and there's nothing really more that the church is to do than just this one aspect.
嗯，那如果你是基督徒呢，你就会明白这个呢，对于教会来说呢，几乎就是全部的意义了，就是没有什么比这个是更重要的事情了。
Now, to preach the gospel is tremendously important. We have the Great Commission at the end of Matthew where it says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. So the gospel is very important. But there's something else that is very important.
所以传福音呢是非常非常的重要的，是极度重要的。那像马太福音的最后结尾的时候给我们大使命啊，就是要向万邦去传福音。但是它里面提到除了传福音以外呢，还有一件事情也很重要。
Now the Apostle Paul says, I've been given two things. Two great commissions, two great works to do. Now notice what he says in verse 9.
嗯，所以使徒保罗在这里说呢，就是神给了他两件事情要做，他有两个使命，除了传福音呢，还有一件事情，就是第九节说的。
He says, also I've been given to make everyone see what is this mystery of the church, which is in ages past hidden, but now is revealed to us.
嗯，他说又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘啊是如何安排的。这个隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘呢就是教会。
This second part, he says, and let all, I've been given the commission to have all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery of the church. The teaching of the church and the principles of the church and the foundation of the church, that the church is very, very important and part of his commission.
所以这个第二个他的使命是什么呢？就是要把这个关于教会的这个真理啊，是教会是怎么运行的，他神在教会里面的旨意是怎么安排的，这些关于教会的这个奥秘呢，他要把它讲出来。
Now let's think about this for a minute. The church must be very important to God. If he gave to the Apostle Paul as one of his great works to do, to make all men see the importance and the principles and the teaching of the church.
所以既然神把这个这样一件重大的事情托付给保罗啊，就是让他使这个万民都能够明白教会的目的，教会的这个真理意义和价值的话呢，那说明在神看来教会对他来说非常非常的重要。
Many years ago, I remember having a preacher say, how much do you know? If Paul was to preach about the church, how much do I know about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ?
嗯，那很多年以前呢，有一个传道人曾经问我们一个问题，说如果保罗在传讲教会的真理的话，那你对此到底知道多少呢？
I knew a lot about the gospel. I knew a lot about salvation.
那我知道很多关于福音的事情，关于救恩的事情。
Well, what a great conviction. I didn't know very much about the church.
但是呢，我的确要承认，我对于教会呢懂得不多。
And so it's a great challenge, I hope, to each one of us that we might say before the Lord, Lord, teach me more about your church.
所以我盼望我们每个人呢都成为我们每个人的祷告，就是主啊，求你教导我更多关于教会的道理。
Teach me more about why you love the church and gave yourself for it.
你求您教导我为什么你爱教会并把你自己舍了，为教会舍了你自己。
Teach me more about these principles that you have put into your New Testament about this church.
也求您更多的教导我你在新约里面所提出的这些关于教会的原则。
If you put these principles in the Word of God for your church, I want to know them and I want to live them out in my life and in my church.
那既然神呢你把这些这个在新约里面把你的教会的这个原则写下来了那我也愿意遵行这些原则在我的生命里在我的这个教会的生命里照此去生活。
Lord, help me to defend these principles of the church. Help them to be precious to me. They're precious to you. Help them be precious to me. Help me to love them more and appreciate them more.
主也求您帮助我能够为教会的真理辩护。那而且既然你看教会为宝贵也盼望我能够看教会为宝贵也让我更多的爱教会。
I think the Lord knew when more and more Christians knew, would know more and more about the church, that the person who is at the very heart of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, he would be lifted up and he would be glorified and he would be exalted. And as that would take place, believers would be empowered and stronger for the Lord Jesus and we could make a difference in the world for Christ.
嗯，那主神知道，只有当我们更多的明白教会的真理的时候，更多的基督徒明白这个真理的时候，那个在教会里面，这个教会的最终的那个核心呢，最核心的那个人，基督耶稣才会被高举，那教会的才能够被兴起建造，然后教会才能更有力量，才能在这个周围的这个世界里为耶稣做更有力的做见证。
Well, thank you very much. We're going to close in a word of prayer. It's been my privilege to be able to share some of this teaching with you tonight. And we look forward to future times together, each week on each Friday night. Let's close in a word of prayer.
嗯，那谢谢大家，我们今天晚上的，谢谢大家，跟随我今天晚上的这个，讲课。那，我们现在做一个结束的祷告。
Our God and Father, we thank you for our time tonight.
主我们为今天晚上的时间感谢你。
We thank you for this great subject of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主我们为这主耶稣基督的教会这个话题感谢你。
We are encouraged by the verse, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
那圣经里主耶稣的话语说我要建造我的教会在这磐石上阴间的权柄不能胜过它。我们被这话语所鼓励。
Oh Lord, this church is not our church. It's your church.
这个教会不是我们的教会，而是你的教会。
You say in that verse, I will build my church.
你说我要建造我的教会。
Father, help us keep our hands off of your church from changing it and molding it and putting our ideas into it.
主啊求你禁止我们阻止我们不要让我们的手去改变你的教会让把我们的意志把我们的想法强加在你的教会上面。
Give us a passion to know your church, your principles, your teaching, your doctrine concerning the church of the living God.
给我们这样的热情让我们能够去明白什么是你的教会什么是你的教会的原则啊你的教导你的教会的这个真理。
And then Father, help us by your power and your might, to honor you and live out these principles as you've given them to us.
也求你的圣灵你的能力赐给我们让我们能够活出这些圣经教导我们的教会的原则。
So we pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名 Amen, Amen.